It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor, I'm glad we're together again today. I brought a machine over here a little while ago. I want to show it to you. It's right over here by the couch. This is a special kind of machine that makes a person's voice sound funny when you turn it on and speak into this microphone. So I'll talk into here, and you see if you can understand me.
I like you exactly as you are.
Could you understand what I said? Well, that's the way my voice might sound to some hard of hearing people. I'll try it once more, and you try to guess what I'm saying.
I like you exactly as you are.
Could you guess? Well, look at me very closely and carefully and see if that might help.
I like you exactly as you are.
Any better? I thought that was an interesting machine. I wanted you to see what it was like. Now, some people are helped with their hearing by a hearing aid. Have you ever seen a person wearing one of these? This is called a hearing aid. And this is the part you might see outside the person's ear. And this part goes inside the ear. I'll try it on. See that? That's right. Now this part is like a microphone. And back here is where the batteries are. This looks like something that an astronaut might wear. See, so that you could talk into there and the person could hear you. See how it looks. There. I like to think of a young friend of mine who wears a hearing aid like this. He plays with lots of children who don't wear hearing aids. He's a good player. Good player with trucks and a good climber of trees.
Thank you.
They make up lots of stories about their trucks, and they're careful when they climb. Mm-hmm. No, I was just thinking, a hearing aid looks a little like a pocket radio, but it's not a radio. No. If you know someone who has one of these, maybe that person would let you try it so you could see what it's like to listen with one. Some deaf people wear hearing aids and some don't. They help some people more than others. Yeah. Tim Scanlon doesn't wear one. And I think we should just have some make-believe about him today. All right? Yesterday we pretended that King Friday and Professor Scanlon got together and liked each other. Let's just have some more make-believe about that today. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Tower A, Tower B, turret, waterfall, wall, sign, this way to the A through Z room. Curtain. Tower C. Door. Up. Down.
Niece Heberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Yes, well, what do you think?
I think it's fantastic. What workmanship.
Yes, well, a close personal friend of mine did them. He had some help from X the Owl, of course. See the side up there, waterfall,
yeah. Yeah.
And then here, wall, and more wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll make it so much easier to get around.
Oh, they'll not be left out here for long, Niece Eberlin.
Why not?
Oh, they are works of art. I can't have them rained on and such.
Oh, I see what you mean, Uncle Friday.
Yes, after the banquet tonight, I'll take them in.
Banquet? What banquet?
Oh, you know, a fancy dinner party for Professor Scanlon.
I don't know anything about a fancy dinner party banquet for Professor Scanlon.
Well, I haven't told anybody yet.
But Uncle Friday, how do you expect people to know to come if you don't invite them?
Oh, they'll come. But I'd appreciate it if you'd go tell everyone to be here at 13:30.
13:30. Okay, Uncle Friday.
Yes, and tell them it's to honor Professor Scanlon.
Corny. Mr. Cornflake, especially.
Oh, why, it's Lady Eberlin.
Hi, Corny.
Hi, what can I do for you today?
Just come to a fancy dinner party banquet that Uncle Friday is giving to honor Professor Scanlon, X's teacher.
Oh, well, I'd love to.
Oh, good.
That Professor Scanlon is everybody's teacher. He even taught me a thing or two about woodworking.
He did?
Sure he did. And I'd like to go to a party for him. What day will it be?
Well, it'll be at 13:30 at the castle.
13:30 today? Oh, I could never make it that soon.
Oh, try, will you, Corny? Uncle Friday wants everyone to be there.
Oh, well, then he should plan on letting everyone know.
You're right, Corny. You are.
Well, I'll try for Professor Scanlon's sake, but I won't make any promises.
Okay, Corny. Well, then maybe we'll see you later on.
Right, maybe. Bye.
Bye. Henrietta.
Meow, 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 Lady Abermeow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow.
Guess what?
Meow.
Uncle Friday is giving a fancy party for Professor Scanlon, X's teacher.
Meow is.
Yes.
Meow, 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 beautiful meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, you're so right. I think so, too.
Meow, are you going to wear?
Oh. Well, my brand new print dress, I guess.
Meow. Meow looks meow on you.
Oh, thanks, Hen. I'm so happy that Uncle Friday is giving this party for
meow
Professor
too.
Scanlon.
Meow go inside, meow. Meow look, meow, meow dresses, meow shoes, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, good, Hen. Mm. Okay, well, don't forget, it's a 13 and a half at the castle.
13 now, meow, meow. Meow couldn't be ready, meow, soon.
It is soon, isn't it?
Meow. Meow can try. Meow, meow, don't like meow, hurry. Meow, 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 13, meow, meow, meow.
Hi, X.
Hey there, Lady Evelina.
X. What's the matter? Whatever is wrong?
Well, you see, my teacher's leaving today. Oh, I knew he would, because he told me. But still, I don't want him to go.
Leaving? Professor Scanlon is leaving? Going away?
Well, he has other courses to teach for the OCS. I mean, he teaches poetry and pottery and pole vaulting, all those things.
Oh, I know, but we were going to have a party for him.
Oh, well, here he is.
Oh, Professor Scanlon, please don't leave today. Uncle Friday was having a fancy dinner party banquet for you and...
Slow down.
Uncle Friday wanted to have a party for you tonight. We wish you could stay.
Thank you, but I have to go.
I know that it's short notice, but sometimes that's all Uncle Friday is able to give.
I like you better.
He likes you, too.
My orders are to be in Westwood tonight.
Westwood. The people in Westwood are sure lucky.
That's for sure. What is that?
It's your certificate.
Your certificate.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Tim. Oh, boy.
I have to go say goodbye to the kid before I go.
Okay.
Hey, Lady Evelyn, will you read my certificate to me?
I sure will.
Oh, boy.
You want to save this,
Seth. Yeah, I'll just sit back and listen.
Seth. OCS, Certificate of Achievement. Let it be known that X the Owl, after apprenticeship with Master Teacher Scanlon, has qualified for the title Master Printer.
Oh, gee, I'm proud of that.
You should be proud. Master Printer.
Yeah, I still wish he wouldn't go, though. I mean, he's my friend as well as my teacher.
Well, every time you're printing, you'll be remembering him.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Give me this.
Oh.
King Friday gave it to you?
It's beautiful. I'll bet he's sad you're leaving.
I am sad, too.
Well, next time you come, we'll plan a party way in advance.
Yes, I'm more important than any party.
Friends are more important than any party.
And you're the best teacher.
You are a good pupil.
I'm a good pupil.
You are.
I'll shake on that, Tim.
Goodbye, Professor Scanlon. Thanks for everything.
I will be back.
Oh, I sure am grateful for OCSX.
They certainly send some great people to our neighborhood.
They certainly did.
And I've got to get back to my printing.
I think I'll go see Uncle Friday.
Hey, will you show him my certificate?
Oh, I sure will, Axe.
See you, Lady Albert.
See you, Master Printer.
Aberlin, I presume.
Correct as usual, sire.
Yes, tell everyone there will be no party, no banquet, no dinner.
Okay, Uncle Friday, but could I show you something first?
Oh, certainly, yes.
X.
Oh.
He is a master printer now. He learned so much from Professor Scanlon that he got this certificate.
Well, I'm proud of him, yes. Of course, he's not the only one who learned from the professor.
Oh, I know, Uncle Friday.
He taught me things right till he left, yes.
Like what?
Oh, like planning parties in advance so that people that you want to come can come.
Yes, he taught us all that.
Mm-hmm. Next time he comes, he's coming here at the castle first.
Right, and we'll make all our plans in advance.
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. I must take these signs inside for dinner.
I'll help you, Uncle.
Thank you, yes. Here comes Trolley. We all learn, Trolley.
They all learned a lot of things from X's teacher, didn't they? Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Hi, Betty. Oh, fine. Well, sure. Yeah, I'd like to see him again. All right, thanks very much. Bye-bye. That's Betty Aberlin. She said that Tim Scanlon was over at Bob Trow's workshop working on some of his photography, and he thought we might like to come over there. So let's go. She said if you hurry over, you'll be sure to see him. Come to the Trow's workshop. Bob?
Hi,
hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to see you.
Show yourself this.
Show me something?
Look at this. Huh?
Oh, is that a lovely picture?
Isn't that nice? Tim, show him the blow-up of it. Show him the big picture of it. I have to go upstairs and do some work, and I'll be back.
See you later.
Okay.
A child and a cat? What's this?
It's a dryer.
A dryer.
That.
Oh, look at the big one. It's the same picture. Well, how do you make these?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Pop these small pieces.
Yes?
But to make blow up face, I put negative.
Oh, but you can make the small one from this or the big one from it.
That's
oh, good.
That I put in.
This is the enlarger. Enlarger.
Fit. Now, focus.
Mm-hmm. Focus it. Oh, I see. It comes clearer then.
Now, you see, clear. The black and white makes print on the sheet of photo paper.
Oh, the black and white. That it's all a matter of lights on the photo paper.
Right. That we have to go through the process of developing that bath.
Bath. Developing, then bath.
That fixer.
Fixer.
That whites.
Oh. All of those things.
That put them at the dryer.
I see.
I showed you what I make.
All right. Another one you make? Oh, is that pretty? Oh, that's the bigger one of this, huh? Look at that. Giraffes, huh? With a long neck. Yeah.
But if the dryer...
Is that how you do it? Or you put it face down? Like that. It's warm. Yeah. Are these yours?
Yes.
These are yours?
Yes.
It's a nice one. Got these pictures. What about this one? Oh, I like that one. I think that's the same as this little one. Look there. So you can make different size pictures. If you're an expert like Mr. Scanlon. Oh, there's one of an elephant. I think there are two elephants, yes. And look at the penguins. But you know, I'm confused, Tim. I thought you were making some posters.
Yes, Susan.
Oh, now I see. See, that says pantomime there. And this is a kind of a drawing. But down here are the pictures. You took these.
Yes.
Remember Rico and Joe and Tim and Elaine? There's that. Oh, here's another one. It's just like it, but different color. Very nice.
Fred?
Oh, hi, Bob.
It's time for Tim and I to grab a bite to eat. In the back, would you like to join us?
Oh, I wish I could. I have to get back to my place. He does beautiful work.
He does
beautiful
work.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
What's up the tweet?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. A mint. I like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. What?
I accept this fee.
What? How did you know that's the one I like? Thank you very much, Tim. Hope to see you soon. Okay.
I hope so.
See you later,
Bob.
Fred.
Bye, Tim. Thank you. I'm really glad that Tim and his actor friends came to our neighborhood. You know, I feel that you and I have made some new friends. Each time I saw Tim, I understood him better. I wanted to understand him because I liked him. I must pack up my hearing aid here. Do people sometimes listen very carefully to what you say? Do you sometimes listen very carefully to what other people say to you? Well, listening carefully to what other people say is a way of showing them that you really like them. It gives me a good feeling to know that we're learning to look at people and listen to people and understand people better and better. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special week for me. By just your being you, I like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.